Worst school cheating scandal in this country. One of the nation's biggest school systems caught up in it. And it's not the middle school students who are being blamed. Instead, they're teachers and school leaders. ABC Steve Osunsami on the case tonight.
At this Georgia courthouse, you'd think they were indicting mobsters with charges like racketeering and theft. But the accused thugs now fighting serious jail time are 35 Atlanta teachers, principals, and test coordinators.
The whole purpose behind this is to vindicate the little children who got gypped out of an education.
The indictments are the latest page from a now three-year-long investigation that has shaken the faith of parents with schoolchildren here. At one point, nearly 200 teachers from 44 schools were accused of changing student answers to improve scores on federally required standardized tests.
Frustrated and disappointed.
If a jury finds them guilty, they should go to prison.
The educator in the most trouble is former school's chief Beverly Hall, a national superintendent of the year who faces up to 45 years in prison. She's accused of giving bonuses to teachers who inflated test scores and firing teachers who didn't. She says she's innocent.
Well, what we're saying is that without her, this conspiracy could not have taken place.
Former Atlanta school teacher Sydney Fells told us she was under so much pressure to cheat, she quit first.
We were told that we needed to get these scores by any means necessary.